My valley was inspired by my experience of growing up in suburbia, specifically in Boise, where the new subdivisions are at the foot of the mountains, built right at the edge of a massive area of what's left of wild America. But as I remember, there was absolutely nothing going on during the day in the suburbs. It was like a ghost town. There seemed to be nothing and nobody around. Jim Barnes captures the nothing and nobody in empty streets, ending in cartoonish cul-de-sacs and cookie-cutter houses on their green lawns in the Piedmont. As people move out of metropolitan areas, unwittingly encroaching on the wilderness, they are exposed to and come in contact with wildlife. Animals move into human neighborhoods or are brought in through wildlife trade. And this neighborliness back and forth is not without consequences. Humans are exposed to wildlife microbes, which sometimes make the leap from animal to human hosts. In art, the tension generated by expansive inclusion of elements promotes understanding that may otherwise be lost. Likewise in public health, where an endless supply of unseen creatures, as monstrous and horrific as any found in science fiction, the art of Hieronymus Bosch or Jim Barnes' imagination, await the opportunity to wreak havoc. Extensive, even obsessive, public health planning is required. More is more takes on a new meaning as the wild, the repugnant, and the horrific meet the banal and the fortuitous in nature.